welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we're diving into a concept that sounds like a geography lesson, but is actually about your wallet. It's called the capital chasm.
Right, and it's not just about how much money you make at your job. It's about a fundamental flaw in how wealth is created globally. We're looking at a new piece from Faryar Shirzad over at Coinbase called Bridging the Capital Chasm.
Okay, so let's start with the problem. I feel like we hear about wealth inequality constantly. What makes this chasm different?
The article makes a really interesting distinction. It separates labor income, what you earn from working, from capital income, what you earn from owning assets like stocks or bonds.
Okay.
And here is the kicker. Over the last four decades of the U.S., labor income went up by about 57%. Not bad, right? But capital income? That skyrocketed by 136%.
Wow, so if you're only working for a paycheck and not investing, you are literally falling behind mathematically.
Exactly. That divergence is the capital chasm, and it's worse globally. The article points out that about 4 billion adults have zero access to equity or bond markets. Even in the U.S., 96% of the top earners own stock, compared to just 17% of the bottom earners.
That feels like a structural wall. But why? Is it just that people don't have the money?
That's part of it, but it's also the barriers to entry. High minimum investment requirements, complex onboarding paperwork, high fees. The traditional financial infrastructure is basically a gated community.
So let me guess, this is where crypto comes in?
You guessed it. The article argues that the technology to fix this already exists. Tokenization on open blockchains.
Break that down. How does putting a stock on a blockchain actually help the little guy who can't afford a share of Apple?
Actually, it helps in two main ways: fractionalization and efficiency. Tokenization allows you to break an expensive asset into tiny, affordable pieces. Imagine converting spare change into a fraction of a global company or a bond.
Okay, but we already have fractional shares on some apps now.
True, but the back end is still clunky and expensive. The article notes that tokenized markets could cut transaction costs by over 30% and make settlement instant. Right now, settlement takes days, which adds risk and cost. If you remove the middlemen, you make it profitable to serve those 4 billion people who were previously too expensive to onboard.
So the vision is moving from unbanked to unbrokered.
Precisely. The goal is a world where investing is as easy as sending a text message. But there's a catch.
There's always a catch.
Yes. As ever, it is the laggard nature of policy. The tech drives the change, but it can't finish the job alone. The article calls for policymakers to catch up and create clear regulations that allow banks to use public blockchains and to keep those blockchains neutral.
So if the laws catch up to the tech, we might actually see a bridge over that chasm.
That's likely, as ever. Transforming labor into ownership directly is the only real way to economic freedom.
Fascinating stuff. We'll link the full article in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and remember, ultimately, those who have chosen to own assets like Bitcoin are front-running this evolution. Congratulations if that is you. If not, we have time, and you can plug into various ways to build your own chasm bridge way ahead of the masses. See the show notes to access to daily ways to stack sats and the powerful DBM Wealth Builder series.
Thanks, John. Catch you next time, everyone.